The Dow is up 64 points, while the Nasdaq is ahead 104. More details at srnnews.com.
Salvation is not just being a good person. Salvation is not just saying, well, I hope I've done enough good works, which is going to outweigh the bad works, and one day I'll go into heaven. That doesn't work that way. Listen very carefully. Salvation, God thought it. Salvation, the Holy Spirit wrought it. Salvation, Jesus Christ bought it.
For more expository preaching from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, tune in weeknights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 9 on The Truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a complicated yet very serious yet very simple issue today. What is herd mentality? Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What is herd mentality in your mind? What does it connote? What does it mean? Let me just simplify it and see if it helps you with your analysis and understanding. Herd mentality simply means going along to get along. Many people have said that. I'm just going along to get along. A fear to stand alone on an issue. Even though you're intelligent, you analyze it, you know your position in your heart and your mind is correct, you're unwilling to take that public stand because you might be laughed at, mocked at, or shunned in some fashion by your friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances. Let me read for you again a headline. It's research that says, what causes the sheep mentality? I'm calling it the herd mentality. Sheep mentality, herd mentality, simultaneous, synonymous. It says, few people are out there who are happy and willing to take the risk of thinking for themselves. It needs intelligence, a wish to explore and digest given facts to arrive at their own conclusion. It requires to invest mental work. These thinking people are in a minority, and accordingly they may not always find crowds' consent or affirmation. They may feel quite lonely at times, as co-workers, co-thinkers may not always be easy to find. And it always requires courage to think independently. Thinking inadequate and inappropriate, they may have the fear that they may be viewed as stupid or silly or their own non-thinking. And howling with the wolves is definitely easier and more sociable than standing out from the pack and singing from the different hymn book. A large community of people who just follow the one who shouts the loudest is less loaded with risk to go wrong, and it may be providing security for them. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, it's going along to get along. And one of the things that brings about the herd mentality, the sheep mentality, that is the sheep following the leader, the voice, comes from the socialist Marxist media and the liberal, loose lax lost liberals on the left. Ladies and gentlemen, we were told that President Trump had lied, that he had falsified the records, that he'd even tried to change the votes in Georgia and Arizona and other states, that he may somehow, some way, be doing something that's wrong. He was prosecuted, persecuted, and through lawfare, he was taken through the courts across America. Listen very carefully. The news media is not broadcasting it right now. Just about everyone, I think there's only one case left out of dozens and dozens. All of them have been adjudicated as being lawfare, false, phony premise. Found out, ladies and gentlemen, that Letitia James and Willis in Georgia, Letitia James in New York, and others were following the leadership of Merrick Garland out of the Biden DOJ to be the ones that are leading the persecution and prosecution against Donald J. Trump with false manufactured information that was fabricated, nothing close to the truth, but yet it was used, and the multitudes of people, including intelligent people, including some of those that we call the conservative Republicans, believed it enough that some of the Republicans involved in the attempt to destroy President Trump. It is because of the herd mentality, the feeling that, you know, even though I've seen my own eye with my own eyes, I've read with my own eyes, I've listened to and watched the truth, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't take a stand. Maybe I should go along with the crowd. That's easy to go along with the crowd. You're not booed at, laughed at, and talked about in any fashion. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you recall just a few years ago, neighbors would pick up a telephone and call the number and report a neighbor that was not wearing a mask in his own home. You remember that? You remember the urge, the push by the socialist Marxist media? If you see your neighbor leave the house when there's supposed to be the lockdown, pick up the telephone and call and report to the police your neighbor. Do you recall, ladies and gentlemen, reading in history in relationship to what was happening in the leadership role of the socialist Marxist communist in Germany, in Russia, in China, where there was, in fact, some of those nations invented what you'd call the 1-800 numbers that's used in America. They were set up for the people, the citizens, to call and to report on citizens. This is the reason for 72 years in Russia, people would get out of their car or off the streetcar, off the city bus, and they would look down at the sidewalk and walk to their doors without glancing out and having an eye to catch the eye of a friend or a neighbor or a relative for fear they might say something, do something, or report you about something. That's herd mentality. That's the sheep mentality. That's being afraid of taking a stand for truth. And I believe we need to go back to the status and stand for truth today. I believe it's time for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to stand for truth. You recall the mindset just a few years ago, where you could not get in your car and drive down the street without having a mask on. You remember just a few years ago in California in particular, Gavin Newsom, as the socialist, Marxist, communist dictator governor in the state of California, was prosecuting churches because they were having out in the parking lots of the churches, they were having church by loudspeakers. And they were prosecuted by the socialist, Marxist, communist governor called Gavin Newsom in California. And the herd mentality said, you know, the government says that must be right, so I must not go to church because the government says you could get COVID as a result of it. People would get out and walk on the beaches in California and be prosecuted because the mindset was, and I'm going to quote you exactly, Gavin Newsom said it could be that COVID would come in through the waves, and through the wafting of the waves would bring in COVID, and you'd breathe COVID through the moisture off the ocean, and you could transmit it, be transmitted to you. All lies, all A-L-L, lies, and yet the herd mentality was, believe it. Don Lemon, the socialist, Marxist, communist, sodomite anchor for CNN News, said on several occasions, all of those that refuse to get vaccinated should be rounded up and put in concentration camps or put in jail. And the mindset was, Don Lemon is right. We ought to do that. my neighbor next door that didn't get vaccinated, he needs to be the one that's charged with killing people. My neighbor that didn't put on a mask needs to be charged for killing people. That's herd mentality. We're witnessing the resurgence of herd mentality today. This is the reason you see in the colleges and universities where one person can stand and wave a sign that says from the river to the sea that the Palestinians must be free. This is the reason you see the signs being waved Israel is guilty of genocide. Right now across America and around the globe, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic views, demonstrations and marches in the street absolutely puts us back in history to about the point in time on the calendar of 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40 leading up to Hitler's regime and the murder of 6 million Jews. What caused it? Number one, conditioning. Because in the media of that era, the media would say that the Jew is the enemy. The Jew's the one that's spreading disease. The Jew's the one that's causing the problems in Germany. And as a result of that, it was constant barrage from the media through the Hitler regime that brought about the conditioning of the people. Today, America is being conditioned to believe that if you make money, if you're in the elite category of income producing, that somehow, some way you're bad, somehow, some way you need to be taxed more, somehow, some way what you have needs to be taken and given. Ladies and gentlemen, the media is part and parcel of that problem. The media today is helping to condition the minds that Marxism, socialism, communism is good, and capitalism and the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America is bad, and it needs to be nullified. In fact, with one of the socialist Marxist communists, El Sayed, I believe his name is, said that we need to burn it down in order to build it up. Talking about America. And they're talking about destroying the Constitution. They're talking about removing any civil semblance of government. The socialist, Marxist, communist that's moving across America today at lightning speed during the course of the primaries. I don't know how they'll come out in the general election, but my mind is, as I see history past with the herd mentality, with the sheep mentality, there's the movement today that's being said by these movers and shakers, these millennial age group, 18 to 35-year-old age group, pushing the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda today. And they're doing so, ladies and gentlemen, and the general public's believing that, yes, I need free something. Yes, my insurance is too high. Yes, my gasoline is too high. Yes, my loaf of bread is too expensive. Yes, I need education free. Yes, I've got college tuition that I need to pay. Yes, I need, and they're embracing that, and it's the devil's demonic lie that they're believing, and it's the herd mentality that because others are embracing it, then, and the news embracing it, they're saying it must be true. It must be okay. That's conditioning, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about that further in just a moment. All of America was told that there's going to be millions of people that will die unless we have the 6-foot separation, unless we wear 1, 2, 3, even 4 masks. We would stay, if you'd stay out of church, you'd prevent the spread. I know churches that took the hymn books out of the church. I know churches that would require you to call in on Friday, make reservation if you're going to be in church on Sunday, so they'd make sure that you'd have a 6-foot separation. But you couldn't just come to the church door on Sunday morning unless you'd made reservation so that they could separate you by 6 feet each. Churches embracing the devil's lie. Churches, pastors, unwilling to stand for truth and honor God and keeping the church doors open. Churches with pastors that would believe that and even set up the vaccination buses on their parking lots so you could come to your church and get your vaccination because the pastor led the role in saying we all need to get vaxxed. Ladies and gentlemen, just now, almost 5 years later, proof's in the pudding. Millions of people died as a result of the vaccination. hundreds of thousands, I believe about 250,000 people committed suicide as a result of the lockdowns and their desperation of not knowing what to do, where to make a paycheck, and where to go. Churches were closed. Multitudes by the hundreds closed and never reopened. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the herd mentality. And listen very carefully. It's important to understand and embrace the mindset of what causes that, because we're on the fast track for it again, unless we've learned our lesson, as we the people will take a stand and honor God and not be afraid of what will take place. You realize, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that took place with the crucifixion of Jesus, Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 and following. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto the people. Talking about Pilate. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Will you that I release unto you the King of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priest had delivered him for envy. The verse 11 says, "But the chief priest moved the people, that is, urged the people, stirred the people, rallied the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them." Ladies and gentlemen, it's an age-old problem, and that is the problem of the satanic demonic forces overpowering the hearts and the minds of otherwise intelligent people. I'm looking at a headline that says, "Every parent's worst nightmare. Couple forced to permanently give up their two daughters because they go to church." The mindset is, you've got to bow to the whims and the wishes of that which is antithetical to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Here's another one. Cop threatens Christian street preacher with ticket over offensive speech. The article says, "The radical left's war on Christianity, the First Amendment, has officially reached terrifying new flashpoints in the Lone Star State," that's Texas. "The encounter, which was first reported by investigators, has sparked renewed debate over the First Amendment and whether law enforcement can lawfully punish constitutionally protected speech simply because another person finds it offensive." Listen, part of the, how would you say, conditioning of people in order to bow at the wishes of the socialist, Marxist, communist left is, first of all, conditioning, programming you that in some premeditated way, that's the media, predetermined manner through the media, and the fact that something is going to happen bad. For example, with COVID, the media was saying, if you don't get vaxxed, if you don't put on a mask, if you don't keep the 6-foot separation, you're surely going to die. Ladies and gentlemen, that's conditioning. Social media partnering with the Marxist media and tools for conditioning the program that you're going to bow and follow what the government says, or you're going to die. Listen, that's a pretty fearful tactic. That's a pretty fearful manner to condition someone's mind that if you don't do what we tell you to do, you're going to probably die as a result of getting COVID. And it was all a, if you please, a means by which your mind is conditioned, and the condition of the mind that brings about fear. Fear will cause a person to bow to what otherwise in his intelligence he knows is a lie. Did you hear what I said? Conditioning by fear. Convincing you that a lie's truth, herd mentality, will follow even if they know it is false, but they don't want to go against the crowd because the crowd mentality says this is the way it ought to believe. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we as Christians in particular, Christian conservatives and patriots, I believe it's time that we confront the lie. I'm not saying being an anarchist. That's not the point at all. My point is we need to recognize that what we see today is not new. It was happening even in Jesus' day, where the crowd is stirred up to say, "Crucify Jesus and release Barabbas." Ladies and gentlemen, that is the apex of the deception that we see today in American society and perhaps around the world. So, ladies and gentlemen, that 6-foot separation was a made-up lie. Mask was a made-up lie. Getting the vax, where we were told the vaccination is 97% efficacious and safe. It was neither safe nor efficacious, but yet it was believed because that's what was pumped into the hearts and the minds of the listeners by way of, and the viewers by way of television 24/7. That was the means, that was the media, that was the mechanism, that was the modus operandi that was used to cause intelligent people to spy on neighbors, to spy on your friends, to spy on relatives, and demand. Listen. You had parents that refused to let the grandparents see or visit their kids, their grandkids, unless grandma and grandpa got a vaccination on the basis that the kids were ones that were the carriers of the disease called COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been proven now that that was a lie. Anthony Fauci knew it was a lie. Anthony Fauci in his own diary said that they probably would not be the carrier. But let it be known today that that was publicly acknowledged, not publicly acknowledged, and the other side of the coin was that you will die. And that was the conditioning by fear of death. Conditioning by fear of death. And then, ladies and gentlemen, not only conditioning and convincing to follow the lie, based on fear of life itself, but the weaponization of the law. That is, do what the media says, or you're breaking the law. Do you realize all the guidelines, rules, regulations that were promulgated during COVID that demanded you 6-foot separation, demanded you could not talk with another person, demanded that you stay in your own home, demanded you put on a mask, demand that you put on a shield, etc., etc., demand that you get a vaccination or else... All of it, hear me, was against our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Even to the point of taking the vaccination, under the Nuremberg Code, there must be full information given, that is, consent given based on giving the full facts. That is, informed consent is the term. How many of you need not call in and say it was me, took a vaccination, you were not told that it could kill you, you were not told that the rest of your life you could be on Big Pharma's drugs in order to keep you alive? How many of you put the mask on and you did not have anybody to give you informed consent, and that is information that the mask have never worked? It does not prevent the transmission or the receiving of a pathogen, a virus, a disease. How many of you were told that? Nobody. It was simply on the basis that I must bow simply because, listen, go back to the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter. Fascinating study. There was the challenge for Daniel to bow. Daniel did not bow. He was challenged then by the government officials that if you don't bow, we're going to put you to death. He didn't bend. When he was thrown into the den of lions, he did not burn. Because he did not bow, he did not bend under the demonic threats over his life. But as a result of that, God protected him in the den of lions. He did not burn. That was in the 3rd chapter of the book of Daniel. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, there's a need today for us to recognize we're being, as a group of people, as Americans, we're being conditioned today through the lies. They're trying to convince you that somehow, some way, you must bow. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. They use the conditioning, they use the convincing, the programming of the people during COVID to accept and to receive what the government says. That puts me in a position that I must say that I believe there's coming a day in the very near future where there'll be another major pandemic, plandemic, as it should be called, that will want to force us to do exactly what was done before, perhaps even to a greater length, a greater degree. We must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the methodology that was used by Stalin and Hitler and Mao and others, ladies and gentlemen, Lenin, that brought about the bowing of the people, that they were willing to bend. And that's taking place today even in our educational system. Here's a headline. The left's relentless control of education. The National Educational Association held its annual convention over the July the 4th weekend. Once again, its resolution provides a horrifying glimpse of the left's ideology and the control over the public schools and the control over the minds of our children. And I could read you a massive, this massive article about 3 pages that's frightening just to think about. And ladies and gentlemen, looking at another headline. She sat in tears. School that told students, a student, she had no choice but to violate her faith to, or get sued. A school district in Washington State that told a student she had no choice but to violate the Christian faith had reached the 3 strikes and you're out stage and getting sued over the anti-Christian ideology. The case is being handled by the American Center for Law and Justice, which identified the culprit district and the public school system, which has been the target of multiple demand letters over the years because of its viewpoint, discrimination against Christian students. Ladies and gentlemen, in our educational system, students are told you must bow to the socialist Marxist agenda of indoctrination of the hearts and the minds of our students. The student must bow and the parents must bend and the students must embrace the sodomite agenda within our schools, or else you will, your child will be kicked out, your child will not. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I stand with any candidate for the state of Florida, for example, on any level, that will say with education, the funds need to follow the student, not vice versa, that the parents should have the privilege of putting the student in the local schools, parochial schools, charter schools, religious schools, Christian schools, or home schools. That is my point, ladies and gentlemen. We need to stop conditioning the minds and the hearts and programming the minds and the hearts of our kids in school that will simply be the robots that will follow the socialist Marxist agenda. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, the third or fourth major point in the herd mentality is not just the conditioning and the convincing and the weaponizing under the threat of law, but the separation. Separation. Keep in mind, the separation, keeping people apart, keeping people from communicating. During COVID, that would have been an ideal thing, to communicate with each other, but everybody was kept separate. Communication, keeping them separate. Ladies and gentlemen, part of the Marxist mindset, destroy the nuclear family, divide the nation ethnically, and dethrone God. All three of those things. By the way, in Marxism, it's about 10 major points. I studied Marxism, 10 major points. I boiled it down to just 3. 3 major points in Marxism. Destroy the nuclear family. That's been done already today. Nuclear family. That is a father, a mother raising children. Nuclear families being destroyed. Divide the nation ethnically. Everything that's said today has an ethnic tone that you are racist, you're Islamophobic, if you tell the truth, etc. And dethrone God. We have, as a nation, dethroned God. Ban the Bible, ban Jesus, ban the cross. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that if you follow these things, the mindset that's given there, it's herd mentality, sheep mentality. We need to stand for truth, even if we stand alone. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.